The Libud Be'ez Hashem, now the night coil, Hilchas Chalamoid. Legabi Shabbos, the Zohar and Shomer. Zohar is the Kiyam Shmira Shabbos Bekum Vasei. To say, speaking Kiddush on Shabbos is the Raisa, Kovet Va'oinig, we'll get to soon. That's in the Zohar, the Kiyumis of Shabbos. The Shomer, that's the Lama Tes Malach, is the love and what you're not allowed to do, the do's and the don'ts. Yom Tov is the same. There's no Zohar or Shomer by Yom Tov, but there also is the do's and the don'ts. Midai Raisa, we'll go through a little bit of it. Kiddush, maybe there's no mitzvah Midai Raisa of Kiddush on Yom Tov. Not to do is not the Lama Tes Malach, as we know Oichal Nefesh, we learned last month is Mutter. In tonight's shir, as a shir akdama, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to go through Dinei Chalamoid, not legabi what you're not allowed to do, that's come out most of the limud, but more, what's the do's, what's the kumvasei, the kedushas hamoid, like Shabbos the Zohar, and Yom Tov, what you're supposed to do. What are you supposed to do on Chalamoid? So let's begin, let's go back to Shabbos. The Pasuk in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Emor, the Pasuk says, Eile, Dabar al b'nei Yisrav amartale, Moyadei Hashem, asher tikra'oisim mekroye kodesh. And then the Pesukim go through all the Yom Tovim. But before going through the Yom Tovim, the Pasuk first speaks about Shabbos. Sheishes yomim te'osim alochu, v'yoyim ha'shvi Shabbos ha'bosoin, mikro kodesh. The Pasuk refers to Shabbos in Mikra Kodesh. And it's Nisparish. What's Mikra Kodesh? What is Mikra Kodesh referring to? So the Pasuk in Yeshaya, the Pasuk says, V'karosa l'Shabbos oinig, V'karosa. When it says in the Pasuk, Mikra Kodesh, calling Shabbos Kodesh, going on Shabbos, so the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, V'karosa l'Shabbos oinig, V'karosa. The mikra, the calling of Shabbos, oinig, this is a din of oinig. The kedosh Hashem mechubed, kedosh Rashi says kadosh Hashem, which is Shabbos. Yom Tov, we're makadosh Yisrael v'azmanim, we're makadosh Yom Tov. But Shabbos is kedosh Hashem, the Eivish does makadosh HaShabbos. So kedosh Hashem, which is also referring to Shabbos, mechubed. So the Nevi'im translated what the Pasuk says, Mikra Kodesh by Shabbos, means Kavod V'Oinik Ba'oifin, that is Min HaTorah Achiv on Shabbos Kavod V'Oinik. What's Kavod and what's Oinik? And it's important to clarify Shabbos and Yom Tov Kavod V'Oinik, and then we'll be able to see what's the Halacha L'Gabi Chalamoid. Kavod, which is a din, a person is supposed to put on clean clothing on Shabbos, Halacha and Shulchan Aruch, a person, Siman Reish Samach, to clean yourself, to bathe yourself before Shabbos. If a person looks overgrown to take a haircut, these are all dinim of Kavod Shabbos. Oinik Shabbos is achila v'shtia, lav dafka bosa v'yayin, anything you enjoy. If a person doesn't like fish, doesn't have to eat fish, person enjoys dips, that's all included in Oinik Shabbos. So these Kavod Shabbos and these Oinik Shabbos, the Ramban in this week's parasha says, Mikra Kodesh, which as we see the Pasuk in Yeshaya, tells us Kavod V'Oinik, Zok the Ramban over here, that by being Noig on Shabbos, Kavod V'Oinik, that's how you differentiate Mikra Kodesh, that Shabbos stands out as being a different day than every other day of the week. Mikra Kodesh by being Noyig Kavod V'Oinig. Along the lines of the Ramban, that you're supposed to do things Kavod V'Oinig to bring out that it's Shabbos, the Dinin Shulchan Aruch Siman Reishai and Beis Lagavi Kiddush, that you're supposed to make Kiddush on Sheikhar. I'm not going to go into the Prate Dinim before Hamoitzi. And the reason for that, the Mishnah Berurah explains, even if you could make Kiddush on Chal, we're not going into the Dinim, but the reason why to make Kiddush on Sheikhar before, so it should be nicker, different than every day of the week. Every day of the week, you wash, you eat a suda, and then in the suda, that's what people used to drink, was beer, sheikhar. So drink the sheikhar before, make kiddush, it should be nikkurs for Shabbos. So that's the concept of kavod v'oinig. The pashas is that it's midai raisa. Speaking about kavod v'oinig, just to understand and bring out the difference, of course we said kavod is some examples, bathing yourself, taking a haircut. Oinig is enjoying yourself, eating food over Shabbos. The Rambam, when speaking about how the mitzvah of adlokas neiris of Shabbos, so the Rambam says, the Loshana Rambam, the chayovim perikei, chayovim liyois bibateim neir doluk b'Shabbos. Person is supposed to have candles lit on Shabbos. Shezeh b'chlal oinik Shabbos. That's the Rambam in perikei. You're supposed to have candles burning on Shabbos. That's oinik Shabbos. Then the Rambam in perik lamid, also the Lashon, v'tzarech l'sakin beisoy mib'oid yoim. Erev Shabbos, the Pnei Kovet Shabbos. So the Briskerov asks a few shilas. First of all, in the first Rambam, what does it mean to have candles on Shabbos? You can't light it on Shabbos. And the Iker Shilas is very interesting. One place the Rambam calls it Oinik Shabbos, and one place the Rambam calls it Kovet Shabbos. So the Briskerov explains that the difference between Kovet Shabbos and Oinik Shabbos is Kovet is what you do before Shabbos. L'chavet Shabbos, you take a shower before Shabbos, you take a haircut before Shabbos. Oinik Shabbos is what you do on Shabbos to enjoy Shabbos. The truth is, it's a goyin in Hilchas Yom Tov says clearly, but kavet Shabbos is what you do before Shabbos for Shabbos. Oinik Shabbos is what you do on Shabbos for Shabbos. So he says Adlokas Neiris has both. You light Neiris before Shabbos for kavet Shabbos. And when it's lit on Shabbos, you also have Oinik Shabbos. L'nafkamin alitzu, you'll rely that you can light candles with electric. Let's say that would be the Makai Madlokas Neiris with electric. And it's on a Shabbos clock. And the lights go on for Yesuda Friday night. So Oinik Shabbos, avada you have. Because it comes Friday night, you have the electric on. But Kavod Shabbos that you prepared before Shabbos, you do not have. The same musig you also find. You're not supposed to eat Erev Shabbos. It's halacha psuka in Shulchan Aruch. Erev Shabbos, too close to Shabbos. So you should be l'teyavad. The poskim call it, so it should be l'kavad u'l'oinik Shabbos. L'kavad and l'oinik, the Torah says it's both. What you know, not to eat, to go in Erev Shabbos, that's the kavad Shabbos l'teyavad. On Shabbos, by the Suda, that you eat l'teyavad, that's a kiyam in oinik Shabbos. Good, hooray, we have over here these Oinik Shabbos and Kovet Shabbos and Pashas, that's the Raisa. Some actually are Chaylik and say that Mikra Kodesh, that the Pasuk says in our Pasha, Mikra Kodesh by Shabbos, is not referring to Kovet and Oinik. Kovet and Oinik is Medrabonon. What is it referring to? It's referring to the Issa Malacha. By not doing Malacha on Shabbos, that's Mikra Kodesh. So we have a Machlaikas, it's a big Machlaikas Rishonim. Now let's go over to Yom Tov, and after we're done Yom Tov, we'll go to Chol HaMoed. We'll see if what dinim the Chol HaMoed have. Yom Tov also has obviously covered an oinig. In Yom Tov, the Psukim Vayter in this week's parsha, it says Mikra Kodesh, B'yom Erisha Mikra Kodesh, B'yom Hashvi Mikra Kodesh. So it's covered v'oinig as well. Covered like we learned in last man Hilchas Yom Tov. Vaita to be roichitz, haircuts, cut your nails, not to eat a suda erev Yom Tov. We spoke about it even there. Oinig, what's it in oinig by Yom Tov? Oinig by Yom Tov, you're supposed to eat two sudas. This that we eat two sudas on Yom Tov goes into the din of oinig Yom Tov, which vital if you some shittas is the raisa, mikra kodesh by doing oinig Yom Tov and dafka bapas. Another din that's learned out from Mikra Kodesh by Yom Tov. I don't know by Shabbos, but at least you find it by Yom Tov. Rashi brings it in this week's parasha, Lagabi Yom Kippur, Mikra Kodesh, which is davening. But listen to Ramban. The Ramban is in this week's parasha. The Ramban says Mikra Kodesh. Mikra as the Lashon of Hashanah, mikra like a public announcement, and mikra also like to gather. Kodesh, in other words, is a din, yomtiv, to gather together to daven. What does it mean to daven? Even though the Ramban holds that every day of the year davening is dirabanan, yomtiv is a chiv to daven midoraisa. But not just to daven. The Prima Godim, it's very interesting, the Prima Godim says that it's the minyan is midoraisa, because al tzadut beferhesia, mikra kodesh, the announcement, the Ramban in this week's parsha, from mikra kodesh to daven b'minyan, and therefore the Prima Godim says, Lafidus Ramban, you should make sure to have a minyan, not of 13-year-olds that you soymach on the chazaka that they're a gadol, but like anything else, mideraisa, that you make sure to have a gadol of Shtei Cyrus here also. But that's another din of mikra kodesh, at least by Yom Tov. Yom Tov, however, there's another din. There's another din by Yom Tov, besides the din of kavod v'oinig, another kiyumis, kavod and oinig, we said, it could be Tony Dirabonon. The shayla is if it goes into mikra kodesh. But then there's a din semcha v'samachta b'chagecha, there's a din b'dayraisa of semcha. Ain't simcha ela b'basar v'yayin. We also learned that at the end of last man, there's a din simcha m'dayraisa on Yom Tov. Now that's mikra kodesh. Another din, a din simcha. The boss of a yayin, the poiskim, the shulchan aruch harav, the mishabur pashta say that the din, this man azeh, is only b'yayin. Because the basar pashas from the Gemara is only basar carbon. Though we see bismanenu that people taka yeah eat basar, even if people don't have Shabbos, they have Yom Tov. So why do you have why? Anything that you enjoy, mitzat kavod va'oinig of Shabbos Yom Tov, doesn't have to be meat. Whatever you enjoy, it could be dips as well. Also, so the drisha says that we're not sure, the Gemara, we're not sure what's the simcha by basar when we brought the carbon. Is it out the carbon, or is it just the general, the basar? If it's out the carbon, so bismanenu, we don't have it. But if it's the basar, then we have it bismanenu. So that's why, misafik, we have it.
Doesn't the Gemara say first that you don't need it? It's only, you only need out
basar song? Why does the Gemara say mefurish like that? It's not, it's bevur, but when they brought the carbons. But the shayla is, I think it's a Gemara Chagiga, the shayla is it because of the carbon, or when they brought the carbon, they had basar, and it's the basar of the carbon. So from Rashi would be bashman when he says shlomim, the dafka because of the shlomim? Maybe Rashi is just explaining the basa. What basa? We're talking about the basa shlam. Is it dafka? Rashi saying shlam because of the carbon?
The
Ram Paskins. The basa also is manazeh? A nafkamina between kavod va'einig and simcha. Obviously, the nafkamina is b'simcha yoni b'kayin b'yayin. Einig is whatever you enjoy. Basar, not basar. Gavaldiga nafkamina is zokta beis halevi. Beis halevi is in parshas truma, middle of a shtickle, and he says like this: einig. Shabbos, you sit down, you're hungry, you sit down, you eat a suda because you just want to enjoy it. You mekayim the mitzvah, or maybe even the mitzvah min ha-toyra of oinig. The mitzvah of oinig is to enjoy what you're eating. Zok the beis ha-leva, when you sit down Friday night, you have the suda. With what you eat, you're enjoying that. That's the oinig, you have a kiyumis on oinig. Ma'ashen kein simcha, zok the beis ha-leva, say the loshen. Zok the beis ha-leva, simcha. When you sit down and you enjoy, if you sit down to enjoy the piece of meat or to drink the wine, that itself is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that it should be maybe l'day simcha. So you only mekayim, a person, so to speak, has to be mechaved that he's doing l'shem simcha. V'achilu shal Shabbos gamim ma'odah mechamim l'taynig. Stam, a person, you sit down Friday night to the meal, and you l'taynig, to enjoy the Friday night suda, gam kein l'mitzvah yechashiv. Because the Lamaisa, these are din v'kras l'shabbos oynik. It's oynik. It's mash. Mashenkin b'yomtiv. He rather goes like siv be oynik. We'll leave that on the side for now. Maybe there's no oynik. Shulchan Aruch Harav is very clear that there is a mitzvah of oynik on yomtiv also. But oifen, for whatever reason, you don't have meat, you don't have wine, you can't drink wine, you're still makayim the mitzvah of oynik. But he says, mishum hachi mechava l'taynik ha'en kavanosai l'mitzvah. V'alkein tzorach li'zor b'achilosai l'chavim by l'shem mitzvah. So when Shavuos comes, you have Shavuos is followed by Shabbos. So Shabbos, you sit down, you eat at the tiny, you makai, mashenk in yomtiv, you sort of mechaven, the covered yomtiv.
Tainuk. Shabbos oynig. It doesn't say boich oynig. It says Shabbos oynig. It's not any easier than kind of oynig Shabbos. He's saying that he's just saying a place that the bosser leads to the simcha. The bosser is not the etzem mitzvah. But saying on Shabbos that the bosser is the etzem mitzvah. Of which mitzvah? Not the same boich. Shabbos oynig. He's
saying oynig, but oynig of Shabbos.
He's talking boich. He did a mitzvah. It doesn't work. Cross the Shabbos oynig. Just keep him in office afterwards. It's not like that.
I hear. Now let's move over to Chol HaMoed. This was all to lead into Chol HaMoed. We're learning Hilchos Chol HaMoed. Let's try to clarify. Shabbos we have Mikra Kodesh. Mikra Kodesh is Oynig, covered v'Oynig. Yom Tov it also says Mikra Kodesh, covered v'Oynig. We said even Tefillah de Ramban. Mikra Kodesh, we also said that Yom Tov you have Simcha. What's about Chol HaMoed? Lamaisa, you take a look in the Psukim for Chol HaMoed, it doesn't say Mikra Kodesh. Take a look at this week's Parsha. V'yoyim harishoyin Mikra Kodesh. U'v'yoyim hashvi Mikra Kodesh. Aber Chol HaMoed, it doesn't say Mikra Kodesh. Memeila Zokta Shulchan Aruch Harav, clearly, there is no din of Kovet V'oynig on Chol HaMoed. No din of Kovet V'oynig. Shower, sustenance, no din of Kovet, no din of Oynig. You don't have to eat a suit of Chol HaMoed. No din covered, no din oynik. If there's no din covered, no din oynik. But pashtis, there is no din like that. We're going to see that there are chokim. But the vayla, Mikra Kodesh that teaches us covered v'oynik by Shabbos and covered v'oynik by Yom Tov, it doesn't say by Chol HaMoed. There is no din covered v'oynik by Chol HaMoed. There is a din, simcha, v'samachta v'chagech, that's called shiva. There's a din simcha on Chol HaMoed also. And therefore there's a din to drink wine every day of Chol HaMoed. But din simcha. Mavur like that, we learned at the end of last man, and Yom Tov said, Mishnah Berurah brings over the Avad the Chol HaMoed also, he's a din to drink yayin, that's a din simcha. The Shaila, however, is that the Rambam, Perik Zayin, Mehilchis Yom Tov, the Rambam says, let me see if the Loshna Rambam, the Rambam says that Chol HaMoed has certain kedushas. Hoyu v'nema by Mikra Kodesh. Choyloi shal moyed afopi shalay nema by Shabbosayim. Hoyu v'nikra Mikra Kodesh v'arehu zman chagiga. And the Meili says, Asa basiyas malacha. We used to say Mikra Kodesh. And Va'oid, the Sharatzian over here, right at the beginning, Hilchos Chol HaMoed, it's a long Sharatzian. So you've gotten Dalet, so you've gotten Hey, so you've gotten Dalet. We say in Musaf, Davidig of Musaf Chol HaMoed, we say in middle of Shmaynesi, we say Mikra Kodesh. So where's the Mikra Kodesh? So the emes is that there is a Mikra Kodesh also by Chol HaMoed. The Mikra Kodesh is speaking by Karbonis, which means even Chol HaMoed, everybody agrees, the Shulchan Aruch Rav himself in a Ha'ara somewhere brings this, it says Mikra Kodesh by Chol HaMoed, but it's called Kodesh Legabe what? Legabe Karbonis. And that's why we say by davening, by Musav, Mikra Kodesh Legabe Karbonis. Interesting to note, the Tur and Simon Tov Tzadik brings the Esther of High Goyin. When you say Yal of the Yavai and Chol HaMoed by Shachris, between Ritzei and Vesachazen, by Shachris, B'yoyim Chagamatzis Azeh. should you say b'yom chag amatzis as a mikra kodesh? So Rav Haigoin said, no, you don't. You don't say mikra kodesh. It's a tour. What, to add it, I'm not sure, but they asked him if you should say it. Shailul Rav Hayim Yashloim Mechalamoyed. Dafka Mechalamoyed wasn't a Shail on Rosh Chodesh, but Voidu B'yal V'yavim Yom Chag Ployni B'yom Mikra Chodesh V'heishev Ein Loimer. Then the tour and the next sif moves on and says, speaks about Musaf. And he says, by Musaf, you do say. You say Mikra Kodesh, like we Taka do. Frekta Beis Yosef, I don't understand. If you don't say by Yal of Yavi Mikra Kodesh, because it's not Mikra Kodesh Chalamoid, so Ibazai, why do you say Mikra Kodesh by Musaf? I say Frekta Beis Yosef, I don't understand. If it's Mikra Kodesh, say it by Shachris, and if not, say it by Musaf as well. So the Beis Yosef says, Nirula, I'll read the Lashon, I think the explanation is like what we're saying now. The Tvilas Musiv, he bemakim korban Musiv, shehu ba lechvoid hamoyed. Hilkoch maske by kedech shemaske beyomtiv. I'm not sure if this is exactly what the Beis Yosef means. If not, I don't really understand what the Beis Yosef. I'm trying to understand what he means. Lechvoid hamoyed. If chalamoyed is not called mikra kodesh, so why do you say it by Musiv? But Lafiwa was saying that it's mikra kodesh by karbonis, it's mikra kodesh. So Mamela Musiv, which is legabe the carbon, shachris is also the makam a carbon tamid. But the carbon tamid of every day is not mikra kodesh. The Musiv of Yomtiv and the Musiv of Chalamoid is mikra kodesh. Therefore, we say, therefore by Musiv we say even on Chalamoid we say mikra kodesh. Lamaisa. What'd you say?
That's not Miyashiv.
Why is it not Miyashiv the Rambam? The Rambam says, Lamaisa, it's Mikra Kodesh. How over Mikra Kodesh? No, because the Rambam is saying why it's Asav and Malacha. The Rambam learns that it's only Midrabbanon. So the Pshat is, it's Mikra Kodesh, Lagabra Karbonis. The Rambam says another reason. The Rambam says it also may be in by carbon. So he says it's a shtickel of yomtev. It's mikra kodesh l'gabi karbon umayvim karbonis. So meila roch chachamim to asa malacha. That's the discussion l'gabi isa malacha. But I think it's good. The Rambam's not saying that it's mikra kodesh. Fakert, if you learn mikra kodesh by Shabbos like the other rishonim that it's iser malacha, that's not what the Rambam is saying. That it's nilmat from mikra kodesh. It is mikra kodesh and mayvim karbonis meila. The Rambam says, right.
If it's
Midaraisa, you can learn Mikra Kodesh Midaraisa. This is a Malach. Yeah.
He's not.
The Rabban, he learns clearly it's Rabban. The Rambam Furish, it's Rabban. But Oisa by Malach, Sur Makanois, Makasmar, it's Midaraban. Lamaisa, what do we have so far? So far we have that Chalamoid is Cholok Be'ikra. We're talking about only the Kumvase. Issa Malacha, that's going to be the rest of the Zman. There's all the many Saman and what Isuri Malacha of Chalamoid. It's very, you have to learn it well. What's Mutta, what's Asir and Malachas. We're focusing on the Kiyum, on the Zachar, what you're supposed to do. So the Vaila we have, Shabbos is covered Va'inig, Yomtiv is covered Va'inig, Chalamoid, there is no covered Va'inig. Mikra Koidesh is a Gabi Karban. However, we learned now in the Koil, the first Siman in Hilchas Chalamoid, the Mishnah brings very clearly that there is Kavod Vayinig. There is Kavod Vayinig. And now the Sharetzin explains a little bit Baharchava that there isn't a full Kavod Vayinig. It's light. The says, really, Chalamoid, you could have Kavod Vayinig even without washing the sudas without pass. Avad, it's better, Zok to Sharetzi and the Mishabur also, it's better but pass. But it's Cholok from Shabbos V'yomtiv. Shulchan Aruch Harav learns he's no Kavod V'oinig at all. The Mishabur, the other Poiskim learned he's Kavod V'oinig, but not as much as a Shabbos and a Yomtiv.
What's
Very good. You're asking Moiridik. I was actually going to mamash bring it right now. And the shayla is what does a mavazim adas mean? What does mavazim adas? That's the pashtas. The Gemara and Pesachim. Very good, Gevaldik. I'm happy. I'm on the right track here. This is mamash. We're heading to this Gemara. The Gemara and Pesachim. So the Gemara called mavazim adas gila over the void. The Rashbam over there says she'oisa malacha b'chalamoyit. She'oisa malacha. Even if you're the Shulchan Aruch Harav without Mikra Kodesh, he's an Issa Malacha. That's a separate discussion. If it's the Raisa, it's the Rabbanon. Why? When is it Mutter? When is it Asa? But he's an Issa Malacha. So if somebody does Malacha, that's Mavazah Ma'adis. Very good. So if you're the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Issa by Malacha. However, the Mishnah in Avos, this week's Pirkei Avos of this week, Peir Gimel Mishnah Yer Aleph, over there also the Mishnah says Hamavazas Ma'adis. Zokt Rashi over there Mavazas Ma'adis. The say sees Oisa Malacha B'Chalamoyit Oi Shenoyeg by Minik Choil B'Achil V'Shtia. The say this would seem more like the Sad that we see from, it would be a Raya like the Mishabura Sad that even Chalamoyit is a Din covered Voinig. L'Fir Shulchan Aruch Harav, there's no Din B'Chalal how to eat, what to eat. The Aruch HaShulchan actually left out the Aruch HaShulchan just to bring out the concept of the Mishnah Berurah that there's a din of kavod va'oinik chalamoid to a certain extent. The Aruch HaShulchan says, we have the lashon, the Aruch HaShulchan says that you're supposed to keep your tablecloth on throughout chalamoid. I'm sure there's many that are noig like that, but there's like the Aruch HaShulchan, the imki einon keshabbos v'yamtiv, he's speaking on chalam adas, but he says even like a not only not to do malacha, you should have the tablecloth of yomtiv throughout chalamoid. So there is an extent of covered va'oinig by yomtiv by chalamoid to yomtiv. Not as much. That's the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch Harav says no. There's no kavod va'oinig b'chlal.
Even though the Shulchan Aruch Harav still did simcha b'sar yayin. That's what Rashi.
That's what you're saying. Ramosh is saying that it's not a raya b'chlal. Could be this that Rashi says mavaza sabat shenoyig by achila b'shtiy minik choil means kechoil that you're not oichol v'shoyse b'sar yayin. Aha.
That's a din of simcha.
You're not doing the mitzvah of simcha to Santa here. Interesting. Just to conclude, these different marba kodmis and Mishmur brings about it, but this always spoke about kovet va'oinig at simcha and chalamoid is besides what it's mavur and chazal to like nitnu shabbosas and mayadim, which is going on chalamoid. To be, get closer to the Eibishter and to learn Torah and Yerushamayim. So that's a separate thing. But we focus, Be'ikar on the Shir was more in the Kiyum, B'doimah to Shabbos and to Yom Tov, the Zohar, the Gedin, what's the Din L'Gabi Chalamoid? Havad the Be'ez Hashem Behemshech, we'll learn together, we started already, the different Dinim, what you're not allowed to do Chalamoid. This is all what you're supposed to do.
Have a Chalamoid, you're just thinking about Chalamoid.